what I did when I retired from the Army, my plan was to get a job, which is damn near the worst plan you can have. the worst plan you can have is to do nothing. That probably would have been better. I probably would have been more satisfied with do nothing than get a job. And, the way I like to refer to that is that put me on a path of wandering the job desert for 7 years. I never lacked jobs, but I never liked the jobs. I never liked the people I was with. The people were okay, but the culture, the organization, the values never aligned with me. And I didn't understand what was going on. I just knew that the two lessons I learned from two of my former NCOs right before I retired were I can say no and I can quit. And it's okay to do both. You have to face the consequences if you do those. But nobody's coming. The sheriff's not coming to arrest you because you're AWL. You're not getting thrown in jail for not obeying an order. So I had those two, and I told bosses if they wanted me to do something, I said, nah, I've got a rugby game or, kid's birthday or my wife and I have plans. I'm not going to do that. You want me to go the next week? Sure, I'll do that. So I'd say that. And then when these companies, and every one of them are great companies, no ding on any of the companies I work for. They're all great companies and great people that work there, but they didn't align with me, didn't align with my values and who I am and what I wanted to do. And I didn't know that. And it wasn't until, a moment of clarity in the home office here one summer afternoon, it's been six, seven years now, where I was like, who am I feeling? I was literally feeling having yet another day of feeling sorry for myself. And something that day clicked in the fact that I realized that since leaving the Army, only two things in my life had been consistent: my family and rugby. Because right after I retired from the Army, I started coaching boys high school rugby. And I asked myself, why was I quitting all these jobs that paid me and still doing this job that took all the extra hours and didn't pay me anything? Matter of fact, cost me a lot of money. And as I looked at that, I realized, it was being their coach. It was being their coach that really was fulfilling me. It was teaching, mentoring, guiding, challenging those young men, holding them accountable. And I started to do some research, talk to some friends, talk to people in my network about what it is, how to do it. Made a conscious choice not to become a professional rugby coach at that point in my life. Yeah, probably a really good call. Shifted my consulting business into leadership and business coaching. And that's what I've been doing ever since. And it's awesome. The other thing it's given me the opportunity to do is give back to my veteran tribe, our veteran tribe. I coach soon-to-be vets through a couple of organizations, the Commit Foundation and the Honor Foundation, help these men and women figure out what they're going to do so they don't suffer the same frustrations that I do. I challenge them. I hold them accountable. I tell them, I ain't telling you how to do it. I'm not giving you a checklist. You got to figure this shit out. I'm going to give you some tools. I'm going to give you some direction, ask you some hard questions to make you start thinking. When they wrap up, they have confidence in what they're going to do and where they're going to go and what time to set their alarm in the morning.